You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Germany's annual Oktoberfest draws millions of visitors each year. Cincinnati's Germania Jagdhorn Blazer Gruppe will be among them this year, marching in the opening parade and performing during the festival. Member Brandon Cordes spoke with me about this rare invitation.
We got an invitation, and of course we had to accept it as a result of that, and it was from having met the folks over there, and it's really quite an honor, so we're real excited.
Tell me a little bit about that moment that you got the invitation.
Very exciting. It was just like a real honor and just something that you really don't get to do ever, and if you get to do it once, that's going to be about it. So we're thrilled. I was thrilled.
This is the first time, as far as you know, that a U.S. group has been invited.
We believe that's the case. We were told that. And, we're going to be practicing with the German groups for two or three evenings before this so that we're playing the same music. And they've actually sent the music ahead to us. So we've been working on that.
What else will you be doing while you're there?
While we're there, besides the practicing, we'll be doing some social events with the groups that are there at the end of the parade. We'll also be taking part in a traditional gathering at one of the tents to socialize, also play some in the tent, both on our own and with the other group, and to enjoy the food of Oktoberfest. So that's an equally good part and something we're looking forward to. We're also going to do some things after the parade as a group with the Jagdhorn Blazer group that are out there.
How many players are you guys taking, and then how many will be when you march in the parade? Like, are you marching by yourself, or are you marching as a larger group?
There's 10 of us in the group, 8 are going. And we will be marching with the groups from Germany. So our costumes will be different. Of course, again, this is a traditional Trachten, which means costume in Germany, parade. So we'll have our own unique, what are called Bunthosen, either that or some formal wear that we have that we use. Both are traditional German outfits. They'll be different from the German groups, and we'll be playing the same music with them. Only in the tent will we be playing on our own. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an interesting spectacle.
And for someone who doesn't know, what is the Jagdhorn Blazer Group?
What is the Jagdhorn Blazer Group? It is a group of folks, obviously, who blow or play the Jagdhorn. And the Jagdhorn, as you probably already know, is a hunting horn that originally was not designed to play music, but just to give signals back and forth in the thick woods of Germany. And these really developed over 1,000 years ago. They started out as horns from animals. And over time, during the medieval times, grew into these metal horns. They give signals. They identify when there's game out there and where it is, and also what kind of game is involved. And they also excite the dogs. That's one of the big roles of this, too, to get the dogs excited to identify where the game is. Typically, these groups are now more cultural. Folks that are in the group are not necessarily hunters, but they enjoy the music and the cultural aspects of that whole musical experience.
How does somebody learn to play a Jagdhorn?
Most of us have played something. There are some who have not played anything before, but all you really need to do is be able to put your lips on a mouthpiece and cause your lips to vibrate, which is true of all brass instruments, and make a sound come out the other end of it. Once you do that and you can produce the tone in the note, you just need to understand and be able to play relative notes, because the Jagdhorn only has 7 real notes that it plays. So all this music you're hearing from Jagdhorns is really written with the fact in mind that there's only 7 notes that can be combined. So it's really not music in the true sense of the word, but it's hunting songs that the hunters couldn't read music put together. The Jagdhorns were used in opera over the years. There's a lot of appearances of Jagdhorn music in classical opera that are used kind of to set the scene, the hunting scene.
Is there anything that I haven't thought to ask you about this trip?
It's an exciting opportunity to be an ambassador. You know, Cincinnati and Germany have a lot of common history. I'm sure you already know that. We're one of the centers of German culture in the States. And, you know, with these Oktoberfest and the various German festivities down on at Family Market and places like that, this is really an honor. So we're pleased to do it, excited to do it.
Well, thank you so very much for your time. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
That's Brandon Cordes with the Germania Jagdhorn Blazer Gruppe. They're marching in the Oktoberfest parade in Munich this Sunday by special request. The music you're hearing right now is from the group's performance last month at the Germania Oktoberfest celebration. I'm Tana Weingartner, and this is 91.7 WVXU.